To borrow from a classic, let's call this a tale of two schools. One is highly successful, one is improving, but still struggling. Tina Yuli sees the difference every day.
I've got one at a, you know, high-performing school that's succeeding, and then I have two at a low-performing school that are struggling.
Yuli's two sons go to Ashley Park, pre-K through 8 school in West Charlotte. She also takes care of her niece, who attends the high-performing and lower-funded Beverly Woods Elementary.
The differences in the schools, to me, are night and day.
Needless to say, she has a lot of questions. For one, she can't figure out what Ashley Park does with all the money.
I mean, where is it going? I don't know.
Ashley Park receives about $8,000 per student, whereas Beverly Woods receives $5,400. The idea is that students at Ashley Park have greater needs. This is a sensitive issue. Many parents in lower-funded schools in northern and southern Mecklenburg County believe that gap is too wide, and their schools aren't getting their fair share. At Ashley Park, 95% of students are from low-income families, and the school is nearly all African-American. About two-thirds of kids are at grade level. Now, that may not seem like something to brag about, but 5 years ago, only a third of kids were. Tanya Kales is the principal.
This work here is about the educators having to do it all themselves, not because our parents aren't engaged. They will support us in every way they can. They have limited resources to be able to do that.
Some of Ashley Park's extra funding covers costs parents pay for in more well-to-do areas. Things like agenda books that each child has to track their grades, or technology like smart boards and software. And a lot of the money goes to training teachers because keeping kids focused here can be tough.
When you are coming from high-poverty communities and neighborhoods where you have a lot of issues around evictions, around power being turned off, around no food in the house, around a lot of violence, then that impacts who you are as a kid, and then you bring that into the schoolhouse.
So last summer, Kales had many teachers attend a one-week training to help them engage kids who cope with these challenges. And she's sending a team of teachers to a national reading conference in San Antonio and a discipline conference in Las Vegas. Ashley Park also gets a couple extra teachers with its funding. Kales makes no apologies.
That money is about how do we create equal access to resources that other kids within CMS have.
Like those at Beverly Woods Elementary. Tina Yuli sees how that works.
If their children are going there, they're going to make sure that school has what it needs. And they raise thousands of dollars. And we don't have that same thing at an Ashley Park school.
The principal at Beverly Woods wouldn't talk to us, so we found a similar school.
I'm here at Hawkridge Elementary School in Ballantyne. Students here perform really well. About 95-96% of kids here are at grade level. Now, Hawkridge gets about $4,300 per pupil here. But that's not the whole story. You walk around the hallways here, and of course there's a lot of kids. There's teachers, but there's also quite a few parents walking around here. You see them in classrooms. It's right about lunchtime right now. A bunch of them are coming in to eat lunch with their kids.
The PTA budget ranges from $20,000 to $60,000 a year. It pays for things like smart boards and iPads for teachers. In addition, parents pay for kids to go on field trips, like opera or ballet performances uptown, or spending a couple nights at Camp Thunderbird on Lake Wiley. At Ashley Park, there are no field trips. There's no PTA. Principal Kales doesn't dwell on that.
There is a difference. There is a difference. It doesn't mean that my children don't get a quality education here at Ashley Park, because they do. But their exposure to the world as a whole, their exposure to activities, to resources, is just very different from what my kids are able to do here.
Making that difference less noticeable is one aim of Project Lift. That's the philanthropic effort that funnels millions into West Side schools like Ashley Park. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.